Flight takes many forms. It can be an unfurling of feathers, a soaring upward into light, or a departure, a running away, a retreat from pain towards a distant joy we cannot see for clouds. Flight can be such a very lonely enterprise.
Taxi to London Airport.
Oh, Christopher. I would have been perfectly content walking to the commercial road and flagging down a black cab.
In those shoes? And with this amount of luggage?
My godmother made it very clear that if I turn up at her house in Portofino with anything less than 4 changes of clothes per day, plus matching accessories, I'd be letting the side down. And I'm going there for months.
How many months?
I don't know. I haven't packed any winter clothes. Wardrobe's still bulging with tweed and fur and gloves. I've even left behind my favourite beaded cashmere sweater. No intention of still being on the Italian Riviera by the time it's cold enough for that.
Trixie, the moment you feel ready to come home, you'll just send me your flight details by telegram. I'll be waiting to collect you. Even if I have to borrow Nurse Crane's snow chains and push the car all the way here.
As a friend?
Yes, absolutely as a friend.
Not so fast, young bitch. Franklin, you're not doing yourself the chance to say goodbye.
And in honour of the occasion, I am saying nothing about the pile of laundry you've chucked in the corner of our bedroom.
Take care. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Right now. I'll send you a postcard.
Drive safely.
When's your next appointment?
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Well, it'll be today then.
Shouldn't I have told you where you're going to have it by now?
Why? There's plenty of time.
Let's hope. Have you looked for a pram yet?
All right. Stop going on.
Well, there's no harm in asking. Hospital or home. Let me know what they say. Be good for your mum.
A letter personally addressed to you, Sister Monica Jane.
What news is this? Is that the appointment for your cataract surgery, Sister? And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith.
And remember, with Nurse Franklin's patience spread amongst us, he's economic with time, but thorough with care. We've been one woman down before, and we made it through. Nil desperandum.
Come on, then.
Get out! Get out!
Get him out!
Go! Got him!
Go!
Get out!
Stop this!
Get him on my ship!
Stop this!
Off and out of port!
I'm looking for my wife, Eunice Dobson.
Jobs?
She said she had an appointment.
Oh, yeah. Your wife's name is on our books, but from our records, it doesn't seem that she comes to clinic.
And if she's under the care of St. Cuthbert's, Mr. Dobson?
She says she's been coming here for weeks. It's her second, and she's not far off.
See?
Maybe with all this sun, she decided to stay home. I'm sure there's some explanation.
Explanation or none, I'll add it to tomorrow's lists. But what time we'll get to you, I'm not quite certain.
Then allow me, Nurse Crane. I'm up that way. I can add her to my morning rounds.
Oh, thank you, Nurse Anderson.
I'm looking for this Siemens mission. Can you help me?
I can't help you.
I'm looking for the Siemens mission.
Sorry, son. Get on your way.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the Siemens mission. Can you help me?
No, I don't know it.
Excuse me, sir. Can you help me with... I'm looking for the Siemens mission. Excuse me, I need help. Can you help me? I'm looking for the Siemens mission.
How was the clinic? What did they say to you this time?
The usual. Baby's all right, nothing to worry about.
No, they didn't, Yoon. Because I went and you weren't there. You haven't been going, have you?
God, just don't see the point.
What? Not a single appointment? With Michael, you were there every week by this stage.
Well, it's not like how it was before, is it?
How do you mean?
I was having a baby, Kenny. I was happy. Because then I had no idea what was facing me, did I? Now I do.
This day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.
Hey, what's up with you?
Please, leave me.
You want to stop, son? I'm Nurse Anderson, a midwife. Is there any particular reason why you haven't been to clinic, Mrs. Dobson?
No point. This one kicks, it's obviously growing.
No, I'm here. We just need to make sure everything is normal. Especially if you haven't had any checks at all.
Nurse, there's nothing wrong.
I'm sure. If I can take your blood pressure now.
Don't touch me.
Eunice, what is the matter with you?
Look, I'm fine. And if you think I'm going anywhere near a hospital this time, you can forget it.
I suggest your wife gets some rest, and I will call back later. We can talk further then and make plans for the birth.
Look, can you just go now, please?
Thank you, Mrs. Buckland.
What's all that?
5 minutes of filing, according to Councillor Woodburn. Not to mention the fact that he wants me to find the papers for the picnic funds somewhere in this sort of hall.
The what?
Old Alderman Matchett set up a charitable concern to raise money for the Poplar picnic. But he's been dead so long and now it seems that they've got to spend the money by the end of the month. So if I don't find the papers, then there's no money and then there's no chance of a picnic.
Well, you best get cracking then. I remember the picnic being a highlight of the year during my fair-haired youth.
Well, it was for all of us.
Imagine the memories from Reggie. Day out in the countryside, some games, apple cider. Oh, and I remember your little pigtails.
Jonas Dobson's last labour resulted in an assisted delivery. Simpson's forceps. That would have been very distressing.
Yes. What happened when you went to see her?
She refused to be examined and became quite upset.
Were you not able to give her any reassurance?
She asked me to leave and I thought it might be best if I did as she asked.
It's not going to be easy to gain her trust.
I'm going to go back later today. Start afresh. God loves a trier.
Spend as long as you can with her. Time isn't always a healer. But it can open doors.
I hope so.
Most kind, Councillor Woodburn. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Well, the good news is that I've been through every document and there's 9 and 6 in the picnic account.
So why the long face?
Apparently, because yours truly did such a good job organising the beauty contest, Councillor Woodburn feels that if Poplar wants a picnic, it's up to me to organise it.
I've got the train over from Frinton at lunchtime. It's a good job our Kenny called me, because she needs some sense talking into her.
Is it this time?
Sorry to disturb you. But it is important that we take your history and get these checks done for baby. Perhaps if you and I can start again.
A cup of tea and a few licorice torpedoes, anyone?
Licorice torpedoes?
A thank you present from Mrs. Hagger at the sweet shop. She gave me some violet creams as well, but I've put them in the fridge in case they melt.
Tea, Lucille.
Tea?
There's nothing more refreshing in this kind of humidity.
At home, we used to drink black coffee with a dash of salt in it.
Did that not have a deleterious impact on the flavour?
Possibly, but it cools you down. I wish I had a fan. A proper fold-out one like my Auntie Pris had. Not working up much of a breeze with my ma's midwifery.
What is it you're worrying your head about?
Eunice Dobson. I've never met a woman so adamant that she can't and won't give birth.
If I had a penny for every woman who shouted, "I can't do this," when she gets to the sharp end, I'd have 29 bob and 11 pence by now.
It is very common during labour. But unusual beforehand, I grant you.
And she is so vehement and so distressed. It really worries me.
Sounds like she needs a good sit-down with nurse reassurance. You listen to what she has to say. See if the notion of a home birth in familiar surroundings will help calm her nerves.
No, please. No, please.
Come. Who do you think you are? The Invisible Man?
Box! Box! Box!
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt, ladies.
Please don't apologize. I'm sure it's an emergency.
Until further notice, we have to assume so. Apparently, a Nigerian national, a sailor, was run out of the Seaman's Mission last night. It seems he may have been suffering from smallpox.
Oh, no. I thought we'd put all that to bed after last year's carry-on.
Witnesses said his face was badly marked.
Have you notified the Office of Health?
Yes, and the police are on the lookout for him. His name is Ade Babayaro.
Oh, there'll be rumours flying around before the bobbies even get their boots on.
What should we tell our patients if they ask?
Or if they start demanding vaccinations?
People think there's a vaccination for everything these days.
Well, there is one for smallpox, but we can't launch it until this man is found and his illness is confirmed. All anyone can do in the meantime is be vigilant.
For sightings of the sailor?
Or signs of the disease in others. We don't know where he's been or where he may go next.
So do you.
Right, young fella, what's it to be? Toast or crumpets?
Oh, it's already sorted. That's all sorted. I've done you some bacon butties. They're in a tray in the oven. Just a quick breakfast, please, and then straight out, because I need you two on publicity duty. For this picnic, it's all hands on deck. See you later.
Alligator.
Love, I've finished it. Eunice, tell me how you really feel.
With the little boy as well.
If I may have your attention, please. When are we being vaccinated? That's all I want to know.
It's not as simple as vaccinations, Mrs. Lawrence.
Why not? He's had the polio sugar cube. Why can't he have the smallpox one? People died in Bradford last year.
Because until the Board of Health have confirmed the case...
What's to confirm? There's smallpox in Sweden. I read it in the paper. Ain't that where that sailor came from?
To put your minds at rest, smallpox does not spread that easily by itself. You would need to be very close to the sailor to catch it yourselves. Now, unless you're here with a genuine condition, I suggest you go home.
Jesus, please help me.
I try keeping it to myself.
Let me guess. The bigger baby gets, the more fear there is.
I didn't mean for it to happen. I wouldn't let Kenny touch me for 2 years. And then we did, and the what's it split?
The sheath.
I even tried to get rid of it. One of them dentists near Limehouse. But I couldn't let him near. Not after what happened last time at that hospital. I just couldn't.
What did happen last time, Eunice? If you're telling me, I can try to help.
The baby was stuck. The next thing, the doctor came in. My legs were strung up.
He intervened.
He stuck them metal things inside me, nurse, and I was screaming.
All right, Eunice.
But he just kept on pulling. He was ripping it out of me. And I shouted for him to stop.
Eunice, now Michael's out there. You need to calm down.
Why wouldn't he stop?
Maybe because that's what happens, love.
This doesn't help! Please. I love it. But I can't have it.
No, listen to me. As sure as night turns to day, your baby is going to be born right here at home. And I will be there to support you the best I know how.
We're going to have to think of something, nurse. Because I'm not having this baby.
Don't tell me. The rest of the doctors have taken a vow of abstinence.
No, love. But rumour has it, that smallpox sailor slept rough by my bins last night. It's been like a ghost town in here since.
Why? The dockers were vaccinated because of that outbreak last year.
It's not them they're worrying about, is it? It's their wives and kids.
And if he's not found soon, we'll find him ourselves. That won't be pretty.
I can appreciate the concern, but the police are searching and all guidelines are being followed to the letter.
I shall bloody well hope so.
Anyway, it's that box of tin plates you promised to Violet for the picnic that we've come for.
Picnic? Well, I've got an empty pub to worry about. You can whistle.
That sailor needs to be found. After all, the man is out there alone somewhere. Sick, in pain, and undoubtedly scared for his life.
Chava leaves from the Natus. Vi's organising it.
All welcome.
The charavan's on order, so all set for an early start to Epping Forest. So, what I need you to do is chivvy along all the shopkeepers in Poplar, because we need donations. Then I want you to collect from your given area and bring everything here to Picnic HQ. While we're collecting, you'll be glad to know that Fred's going to be doing the posters and the trestle tables, benches, camping chairs and tents.
Whoa. I thought this was meant to be teamwork.
Well, it is. Someone's got to be in charge, aren't they, Reggie?
You're still here, Dr. Turner?
For a good while yet.
I was wondering if you had a moment for some advice.
Why not? It's what everyone else is asking for today. Patients have taken up more time inquiring about rumours of the smallpox sailor than the symptoms they came in with.
I'm sure you were able to reassure them, Dr. Turner. I only wish I could reassure Eunice Dobson. She's suffering such anguish, so terrified of another forceps delivery that she doesn't want to give birth. I'm not sure what else I can do alone.
Then why don't we both go to see her? How about tomorrow evening? I'll make an assessment.
Thank you, Doctor. I dislike the notion of any patient being scared.
Same here. Unfortunately, right now, many are just that.
I'm taking this lot to the Institute. So can you take this loaf straight home, because Fred might need it for his tea?
Aye, Kevin.
Oh, Mr. Palmer, thanks so much for the flask. Most kind.
Hello?
Please, do not come near me. I'm sick.
Are you hungry?
I am hungry. But you must not come near me. Thank you. You are a good man. But please, you should go from me now. If they find you with me, they'll chase you too.
I'm the chased. I'm Reggie.
Well, my name is Ade, but I cannot shake your hand. I need help. But you must keep it a secret.
Forceps delivery can be very traumatic. But the chances of needing assistance with a second baby are far less. Did you know that?
I don't want to talk about it.
I really believe that we can make things better for you this time.
Do you? Because I don't.
Eunice, don't talk to the doctor like that.
It's like there's this film in my head and it keeps playing and playing. Same thing over and over. Trying to switch it off all day, all night.
And it keeps coming back on again.
Yes!
What happens in the film, Eunice?
I'm looking at the ceiling of the room, and the lights are in my eyes. And I can't move. I can't move. I can't move. And then they come at me and I hear the metal clanging.
It's all right, Eunice. It's all right. We can help you.
I've had the sort of help that people like you give me and I don't want it.
There's got to be another way around this. There's a fella at work whose wife had something called a Caesar section.
The caesarean is only carried out when the mother's life is at stake. Eunice's problem isn't with her pregnancy, but her mind.
Eunice?
Go away!
I'm sorry, Doctor. Her mother didn't bring her up to have things wrong with her mind, or to make a load of fuss about nothing. She'll just have to get on with it.
Eunice can't just get on with it, because for her, this isn't about nothing. She is clearly suffering from a phobia, an overwhelming fear of childbirth. She is going to need an enormous amount of support.
Don't dig, cake. For you, Arne.
Thank you.
Three packets of biscuits, 13 of which are chocolate,
It's going to be like Billy Bunter's birthday party come this weekend.
Good, because there's nothing worse than a feeble spread. Where's the Dundee cake, Reggie?
Secret.
What do you mean, secret?
It's a secret with my friend.
What friend? Where have you been, Reggie? Who's taking your cake? And who's asking you to keep secrets?
You won't be in any trouble, Reggie, we promise.
I like the way you run your fingers through my hair. And I like the way.
I know you've spoken to that man, Reggie.
Arde?
Yes, Arde. And I know that you've given him presents. But when you handed him the food, did you touch him?
Tell the doctor the truth, Reggie.
Smallpox is spread by touching.
He hasn't got a temperature, and there's no sign of any rash. So we don't need to worry yet.
Oh, I'm worried silly already, Doctor.
Am I in trouble?
You were being kind. No one ever gets in trouble for being kind, Reggie. But if you could remember where he was when you found him, that would be really helpful for a lot of people. I will see Reggie again in 2 days, unless he develops symptoms in the meantime.
Thank you, Doctor.
Or if he gives you any more information.
Oh dear, someone feeling under the weather?
Not yet.
We think Reggie's been in contact with a smallpox case.
Reggie? Really?
Not saying.
He'll be having his wings clipped until further notice.
And he certainly won't be going out with a cake tin under his arm.
You were wise to consult, Doctor, but I'd counsel against panic.
Oh, you say that, but you weren't the one that set him up to be preyed on.
I needed the same for Michael when he was born, and that didn't end up in the bin.
Mum, she's in no fit state.
Well, she needs to buck up then, doesn't she? She's known for 9 months this was going to happen, and now she's expecting some sort of miracle. There's only one way in and one way out.
Please, can you just leave me alone?
You heard what she said, Mum. I'll take you to the station first thing in the morning.
Just dropping off the insulin for the evening rams. You've picked a nice spot for your perusals, Lucille.
Oh, it catches the sun in the evening. Reminds me of the porch back home.
I shall be 2 ticks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Turner. Have I detained you?
No, I just need to get back to call the Board of Health. There still seems to be no sign of this smallpox patient.
Please, God, you do not forsake me. You do not let me die in this terrible place.
Dr. Turner asked me if I'd call in on my rounds.
Would you like a cup of tea, Nurse Crane? There's one in the pot. I've been keeping Reggie's fluid levels up.
I am sufficiently watered, thank you.
Oh, that'll be a customer.
Right, lad.
We're good pals, you and I. And if there's one thing neither of us like, it's a lot of fussing and fretting.
That's two things.
Well, yes. Meanwhile, the easiest way to get everyone to calm down is for you to tell us where we can find your friend.
It's a secret.
I understand. And I've kept secrets for friends because I want to help them. But sometimes, in order to really help someone, you have to break your promise and bring other people in. You can just whisper it, I'll do the rest. Thank you.
Please help him. Baba Yaro? Mr. Baba Yaro?
Forgive my intrusion, sir, but I've been led to suppose that you would benefit from medical assistance. Put more plainly, that you need help. I'm Nurse Crane, and I'm here on my own. Don't worry. If you would let me look at you, we can work out what to do.
Please, no. You will catch this.
Not necessarily.
Smallpox is a very bad illness. Don't send me home. I have no home, nowhere to go.
You reckon this is smallpox, do you? Well, I'm taking you to see a doctor, but I reckon differently.
Dr. Turner, I've found him.
Ade Baba Yaro is currently concealed in my car and hidden with the travel rug.
Then keep him there. I'll bring the medical officer and their dermatologist.
In my humble opinion, this is not a case of what all and sundry presumed it was.
God has heard my prayers.
There was smallpox in our last port, sir. The men on the ship believed this was the same. I also believe that.
This isn't smallpox, Mr. Baba Yaro, and it never was. As the medical officer confirmed, you have leprosy.
Leprosy is also a very bad illness. In the Bible...
No, we've moved on since the Bible, I promise you. A leprosy isn't as contagious as we used to think. Yeah, it even goes by a different name these days. Hansen's disease.
But you can help me.
Better than that. We can cure you. There's even a small specialist hospital called Jordan's, not far away in Surrey.
You shall be a new man by the time they finish with you. How long must he wait to be admitted?
Not long. Perhaps a few days.
I will go back to where I was before. I'll wait there.
If I may interject, Mr. Babayaro, I am of the view that that would be unwise.
Nurse Crane is right. We have a spare bedroom. You may stay there and enjoy the peace and quiet whilst you wait to be transferred.
Perfect. And I can call in the event of any problems.
You may take meals with us, if you wish.
No. With your permission, it is best I eat alone.
All right.
Guess what? That sailor, getting that smallpox, he had leprosy.
A leper? Don't they send them away to a colony?
Not anymore. He's seen a specialist and apparently leprosy's not contagious. There's no chance Reggie caught a thing.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Can Ardy come on the picnic?
No, Reggie, no, not this time. He's got to get himself better first.
Oh, cheer up, Reggie. Look, my to-do list is as long as my arm. I need your help.
Forgive me, sister. I'm sorry.
There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. You have been cast out because of your infirmity.
I was cast out before that. It is my life to walk alone.
How so?
Oil was found near my home in Nigeria. My father was an elder, and when they came with the oil, there was conflict. So my escape was to go to Lagos and to sea. So I lived, but I was cast adrift.
We are none of us cast adrift if we have faith. In the cross, we find our anchor.
And don't forget, the Cherubang leaves at 8 o'clock.
It's upside down.
Quick, give me another one. Don't tell Vi. Anything goes wrong with this picnic, she'll have my guts for garters.
Ardy continues to have a good appetite. He's cleared his plate.
I'm sure you'll all be delighted to know that a suitable place has been found for our newest residence.
Oh, does that bring us to the unfortunate position that Mr. Babayaro will be leaving us? The connection between our devotionals has been most uplifting. And in such a brief time.
It does indeed, sister. Ardy will be admitted to Jordan Hospital in Surrey tomorrow. There, he will receive the treatment he so requires.
And he's likely to make a full recovery, sister?
Or will he always be marked?
With scarring is unknown. But in time, Ardy will eventually be cured.
In my book, such positive news calls for another slice of Madeira cake.
Yoon? Eunice? Eun? What are you doing? Open the door, love. Let me in.
No! Stop it, Kenny. I can't do it. I'm not coming out.
Eunice, open this door. Oh, love, we don't want to wake Michael up, do we?
No. I'm not doing it, Kenny. I can't.
Please don't do anything stupid, love. All right? I'm going to get some help, okay? Is that Nanata's house? It's my wife, Eunice Dobson. She's locked herself in the bathroom. I think she might try and hurt herself. You've got to send Nurse Anderson.
I'm not going to need any help, Kenny. Call Dr. Turner and tell him what's happened. Perhaps he can meet me there.
Of course. Eunice, I love you. You know that. Michael loves you, and I love you.
You'll be better off without me.
No, Eun!
Nurse Anderson asked if Dr. Turner could meet her at Eunice's flat right away.
I think I'll come too. I might be of some help.
Please let me in. You'll need my help in there.
Listen to her, Eun. She knows what she's doing.
No. Stay away from me, all of you. It's coming and there's nothing I can do. God, I want it over nurse. Oh, I'm sorry.
Eunice, please don't do this. I can help you, but first you need to calm down and open this door.
Nurse, I need to get her out of there.
One more try. We don't want to alarm her. Eunice, no matter what you do, baby will come out anyway. And it will be so much worse that way. Do you hear? You don't want to hurt baby, do you, Eunice? You love your baby. You remember that?
Let me kick the door down.
Kenny, why don't you take a break and let me talk to her? It's just you and me now, Eunice. And I'm sure your contractions are very painful. If you come out, I'm here. I can help you cope with them. Yes. Now all you need to do is keep looking at me.
Nurse Anderson got her out and into the bedroom. It took a while, but she did it. I've taken Michael round to the neighbours.
You go to her, Sheila. Me being there would only make matters worse. I'll be out here with Mr. Dobson just in case.
Goodbye, Ardy. And be sure to follow all hospital instructions. These specialists do know what they're talking about.
I will pray for you.
And I for you. For your faith, sister. Your prayers have set me on your firm path to wellness. It may be the same blessings for you.
Come on,
bother it with those chairs. Up to the car.
Look after that trifle like it's the crown jewels, Reggie, because Mrs. Smith will have my guts for garters if her bowl gets chipped.
I don't want to put a damper on things, Nurse Crane. Law of averages says you'll get 2 vomits and 3 court shorts.
Observe these buckets. One empty, the other filled with sawdust. Thus equipped, I'm prepared for most eventualities.
Geoffrey, buckets. Catapults.
Confiscated. On the bus.
Up you get, sister. And not too much singing, do you hear? We don't want to get in too rowdy.
I may not be able to refrain, Mr. Buckle. It is off the journey that provides more delight than one's destination.
I'm actually quite experienced when it comes to childcare.
Mm. What about when it comes to changing nappies? Could be hours before your mum and dad catch us up.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of experts willing to advise me.
Go on, Elf.
You're doing so well.
She's very close.
Come on, Yoni.
I can't do it. Nurse, I told you I can't.
You can. You can do it, Yoni. You can breathe this baby out. Look. Follow me. That's it. Good girl.
That's it. You're doing beautifully. With your next breath, your baby's going to be born into this fine new day.
Come on, Ellen. Keep going.
Have a beautiful daughter.
About that then, Vi, eh? We did it.
Yes, we did. Ed, people are just scurrying in the bushes. You can't have them tiddling all over the place. I mean, this picnic's got parish connections and it'll bring out the wasps. You'll have to go and tell the men and I'll go and talk to the ladies.
Smells a bit musty.
I think everyone's gone out.
You said you didn't want any balloons or a welcoming committee. That's why we didn't tell them we were coming home.
I still wanted to see everyone. Besides, I'm ravenous. Langway! Oh, hello. Was that you ringing on the bell? Sorry. Waters have broken on the other side of the borough. Fifth baby.
Oh. Where is everyone?
Parish picnic, Epping Forest. So wonderful you're back.
I don't like it.
I'm afraid I don't care if you don't like potted beef, Dean. Once you've bitten into it, you can't put it back.
And I'm rationing their lemonade if they can't obey the rules regarding the facilities.
I'll give
Come
it
on,
to
Phyllis.
Me.
You're a demon at quoits on board ship by all accounts.
We can vouch for that.
We certainly can.
Barbara! Tom!
Teddy!
We picked up a couple of stragglers on the way.
And we picked up a box of cream cakes.
I'm always rather uneasy when I see a shop open on a Sunday. But nobody's going to be clapped in irons for a few vanilla slices.
Well, I hope not. We don't want your visit home ending in a Black Mariah.
This isn't a visit, Phyllis.
The bishop declared my mission to Birmingham accomplished.
We're back where we belong. For good.
Eunice had no more children, and her family, now complete, became a happy one once more. Her condition, not recognized or named for many decades, is now known as tocophobia. Fear can keep us tethered, terror can clip our wings, but trust eases pain, hope can lighten the sky, love makes us courageous. And what matters most is not whether we hide or fly, or even where our journey takes us, but what guides us home and where we come to land.
I mean, it's just like the photo. It's perfect.
I'm in to get me cataract done, ripe as a French fig and ready for slicing.
I could lose my children. I have no home. I have no means of making a living.
Why am I to stand by while you corrupt their young minds? Phyllis! My friend, she's inside. Please help.